Good morning and welcome to Cox Media Houston's Public Affairs Show. FYI, my name is Susie Hanks and it is marathon time. And with us today is Houston Marathon Committee Executive Director Wade Moorhead and also Vicki Odie, who is the Senior Manager of Communications with the Houston Marathon. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming in. It is marathon season. You know, marathon training goes on for a lot of people. It starts in the summertime when it's super hot, but they're getting ready for the marathons that are going on now, and the Houston Marathon is coming up. First of all, what's the weekend of the marathon?
So this year we're January 13th through the 15th. We have the ABB 5K on Saturday the 14th, and then on Sunday we have the Aramco Houston Half Marathon and the Chevron Houston Marathon.
That's great. And then what's the 13th? That's the Friday.
The 13th we open up with our Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute Expo, and that's, we get about 30,000 people a day to the expo on Friday and Saturday, and that kicks off our event where everybody comes in and they can visit our sponsors and our vendors and pick up their packets and get ready for race day.
Yeah,
the race, exciting time.
This, you know, it's not just the Sunday, it's a whole entire weekend, and it really has taken over. Give me a history about the race here in Houston.
So this is our 45th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We started in 1972. We actually hosted our Hall of Fame induction last night with Al Lawrence, who's a local coach here. We have a Hall of Fame, and some of the people that are in there are some of the people that had the very first race in 1972 when they were running around in circles in Memorial Park for the very first one. And now it's grown to an event where we have 27,000 runners in the full and the half marathon, and we'll have 6,000 runners for the ABB 5K, and over $50 million economic impact on the city each year, and 250,000 make it the largest single-day sporting event in Houston.
You know, you really do pull from all over the country. First of all, I guess it's timing and the weather and also sea level. People like it, right? They like to come here, and it's not just Houston runners.
Yes, we have a very fast and flat course. It's one of the – we send some of the most runners out of any race in the country to the Boston Marathon, which is on most people's to-do list. So if you want to set your PR – and you're looking to run a really fast course, a really fast race, a lot of people do come to Houston just for that reason.
And your PR is?
I'm sorry, your personal record for the race. So the fastest you've ever run a marathon or a half marathon.
Yeah, a lot of people who are going to be listening are not runners.
Absolutely.
And so we have to remember to, because there's a lot of speak in there. But yeah, so people want to qualify for the other bigger races, and this is one of those qualifying races. Is that right? Like if you're going to run Boston or New York?
Well, the unique thing about Boston is it's a time qualifying race, and it's unbelievably fast. You have to be a very, very talented fast runner to even get the opportunity to run Boston. We're considered an elite race, which is great because we're on people's buckets list to run our race in the first place, but then they also get the fantastic weather, the huge crowd support, you know, great organization, and a fast, flat course, which is exactly what you need for that perfect time to get you into Boston.
Yeah. The Houston Marathon is very popular, and it sells out every year. You guys are sold out again. Tell me about
straight,
that.
Yeah, the 12th consecutive year that we've sold out the Aramco Half and the Chevron Houston Marathon. We have great demand for our race. It's been going on for quite some time, and it's a great time of year in January. We were the premier winter marathon, and we get a lot of feedback across the nation when we travel and stuff from all the runners at the other races that they can't wait till January to come down to Houston. So
when does it open for sale, and how long did it take to sell out this time?
Well, it's everybody always kind of tinkers with their registration systems, and what we do now is we'll open up registration for 2018 at 3 p.m. on race day, January 15th, and we'll open it up for 10,000 race entries for the following year. And then we have a period in May where we take care of some of our group runners, our legacy runners, people who've deferred from the previous year, time qualifiers. They register in May, and then we open up the last 10,000 in June.
Yeah. What if somebody registers and they are unable to run? Can they transfer that to somebody? Do you have a waiting list? How does that work?
You can defer your race entry, and it gives you an automatic entry into next year's race. You still have to pay for the following year, but you're guaranteed a spot in case uh, you know, because we will sell out again. So it gives you an opportunity to run again, and you just contact us and defer that entry. We understand that things happen, and we want to make sure we give you the opportunity to run again.
Yeah. I ran, I don't even remember what year, I ran the half marathon. And I remember I was battling plantar fasciitis so bad. And at the end, I did everything I possibly could just to get out there, you know, to run, because I did not want to lose my place. Darn it, that was my place.
Yes.
Runners are dedicated to this. They're going to do anything to get out there, aren't they?
Yeah, it's unbelievable what people, you know, put their bodies through. And you know, you get that, you sign up for that race 6 months away, 8 months away, and anything can happen. That's what's so amazing about some of our legacy runners who've run 33 consecutive years and 40. This Jack Lippincott will be running his 43rd out of 45 years. It's amazing, you know, how people's bodies can adapt and pull it off. But I'm like you. My body doesn't adapt very well.
Well, you and I are both tall, and we're what we're called Clydesdales, right? We're Clydesdales runners. It's harder on us because we're tall, and that's it's harder on the bones.
We're not built for it.
No.
But it's fun, and I love it.
We always try. And there's a lot that goes into the training for it. I'm always amazed when some people kind of just start training towards the end. A lot of people train for months and years to do this.
The average training program for a marathon, most people already have their base heading into their training, but so the average training for a marathon is probably about 12 to 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. So most people would have made sure that they were running over the summer, but it's Houston and it's so hot. So they try and take it easy. And then once you get into September and hopefully it starts to cool down, that's when people really ramp up their training and run longer mileage. And right about this time, this around now, is when the marathoners should be hitting their 20-mile long runs or 22-mile long runs. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And we have an amazing running community with Hurrah and USA Fit and Katie Fitz and all the different groups around the area. It's a fantastic running community.
Well, I did it through USA Fit, and I wanted to let everybody know, because some people are intimidated by running and in a race at all, not necessarily a marathon, but a half marathon, and they've never done it before. And a lot of these groups are kind of made for you to join in, and they'll get you up to speed, and they'll help you with your training. And it really isn't it's doable in the space of a normal person's life. You don't have to train so much, but they do help you get in there. And then all of a sudden, it's not so scary anymore.
And you don't have to be a previous runner. Right. I mean, if it's something that you want to try to do, we have people that come out and run our 5K, and they say, I want to do this next year. And they go find a training program in one of the amazing running groups. And they literally start you off at 3 miles, and then they build you up to 5, 10, 15, 20. And then, you know, speed's not the most important thing. It's you know, personal accomplishments and achieving that goal. There's so many different kinds of runners. You can't be self-conscious of your times or how you run or any of that, because there's all shapes and sizes out there doing remarkable accomplishments.
There are. And there's a lot of bucket listers out there, probably around the big birthdays, like the 40th birthday, 50th birthday. That's when they're doing it. That's what made me do it, for sure.
We had a volunteer who's been on the finish line for years handing out medals, and they got so inspired by the finishers that they've signed up to run the half marathon this year instead.
Super cool. Super cool. This is really an incredible festive atmosphere. You're talking about all shapes, all sizes, all times out there. There's people dressed up in costumes out there. There's all sorts of crazy people out there, aren't there?
Yeah, our hoopla along the course, too, is fantastic. So we'll have, you know, upwards of 250,000 people lining the course for the full and the half. And we've got people dressed up and decorated. And everybody's running this race. The beautiful thing about it is it means something different to everybody. Everybody's running for a various reason or a cause, or whether it's health and wellness or to lose weight or for a loved one or for a charity. It really, the race means something to everybody. And some people are just doing it for fun and dressing up and having a blast.
Yeah. A lot of people, they get out there and they get a lot of support from their families and their friends show up. But there's also a lot of people out there who don't know anybody who's running, but they're just there cheering you on. It's an incredible thing to be a part of, not just as a runner, but also a supporter, a volunteer, or just a spectator.
The neighborhoods get really behind it. West Jew's been amazing out in the Galleria, down the Buffalo Bayou and Memorial Park and Tanglewood and all the different neighborhoods that we run through. yeah, the community comes out and supports it. It's become a tradition for a lot of families just to go out and support it, which is great for the over 6,000 runners that we'll have in town from all 50 states and in 40 some countries around the world that come in and run our race. It's people get really, really excited.
Yeah. Really quickly, can you give me an idea about the course? Is it different at all this year, or is it, or are we going with the same?
The course has the same this year. We made some major changes a couple years ago when we had to move our finish line and then deal with some of the construction, but it is, the course is the same this year as it was last year. No major changes.
And go ahead.
Oh, so yeah. So we run out, we start on Congress right downtown. The beautiful thing about our event is we pre and post stage our athletes in the George R. Brown Convention Center. So it's well lit, it's climate controlled, everybody can meet each other, stretch.
Use
600 porta-cans that are in the George R. Brown. We have mass for different religions. We have a lot of different things. And then when you're done, you get to have an HEB breakfast. You know, you can buy Skechers stuff. You can stretch with Dick's Sporting Goods. It's, we have medical and all the support that we have. But the course is amazing because our expo, our start line, and our finish line are all within 1 mile of, 5,000-6,000 hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. So when you come into the city of Houston, you just come right downtown, get your hotel room. You can enjoy all the nice new shopping and restaurants and everything, and go to Expo and really get a rested, nice, fun getaway experience. We make running a marathon about as easy as it can be.
We are talking about the Chevron Houston Marathon that's coming up in January. What is a website if somebody wanted to go online and get some information about it? Maybe look at joining next year if they haven't.
Absolutely. You can find all of this information at ChevronHoustonMarathon.com.
Okay. You rely quite a bit on volunteers. Tell me about that, and do you still need volunteers?
Volunteer registration is still open. We get roughly 7,500 volunteers every year that help make our race happen. And we probably have hundreds of shifts still available. You can sign up to be what we call a road guard and just help make sure that none of this, our wonderful 250,000 spectators are stepping out into the course. You can sign up to work inside in the GRB if you don't want to be outside. There's a position for everybody.
Mm-hmm. One of the ones is greeters. Tell me about that. Right, the people who are there at the end and they give you a big hug.
Oh, so yeah, on the finish line, we've got our finish line angels that have been there for years and years and years. And so, when you cross our finish line right there in front of the Grove Restaurant by Discovery Green on Lamar, and you come in, you get greeted by a smiling face, a volunteer who's been there for a year. You get your medal, you get your water, you get your finisher shirt from Skechers. You go in and you enjoy your nice warm breakfast, and then you can go over to the Run Fest in Discovery Green afterwards with your family, and all the professional sports teams are out there with interactive things to do for the kids and families or anybody who's just waiting on a runner. And then all of our Run for a Reason charities have Tent City out there, and they're all celebrating their runners and gathering afterwards and patting each other on the back on their accomplishments.
Yeah. When I ran, the guy who was there, the angel, I knew him. He looked at me, he said, Susie, I didn't know you were running. I said, well, yeah, I didn't know that you did this. He gave me a big hug, and then I remember wearing my medal and my shirt to work the next day. I was so proud of myself.
Good for you. You should. It's awesome.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Run for a Reason. This is something that a lot of people get in there, and they help to raise money for a lot of different charities. Tell me about that.
So the Run for a Reason program was started in 1995, and since then we've raised over our runners have raised over $25 million for up to 60 local charities, official charities each year. The charities recruit runners. They have entries for sale that you can go get. And then you sign up, you create a fundraising page, and you fundraise for these charities. Just in the last 10 years alone, we've raised over $20 million. Our event has served as a platform or a vehicle for these philanthropies to all amazing causes. For these runners to go out and fundraise for them and all back into our community. And one of those Run for a Reason programs, including in that, is our Houston Marathon Foundation that we go out in the community and we have an after-school running program, the We Run Houston program for kids. Not necessarily the greatest athletes in the world, just kids that need to set goals and health and wellness. And we created a scholarship for cross country runners, and we support Girls on the Run, and so the foundation plus the other 60 charities that we have each year, it's just we're really honored that we can, that our event can serve them and assist the community on all the great things they do.
You have a lot of different charities in there, something that appeals to any to everybody. And if somebody is wanting to help to donate to something like that, how do they do that?
You can visit our website. Again, it's chevronhoustonmarathon.com. And we did mention that the race is sold out this year. We do still have some charity entries available through our Hero program. So if you visit our website and you pick one of our 62 official charities that still have Hero registrations left, it's a $350 donation to that charity, plus the cost of the race registration. And the deadline for that is this Monday, December 13th. But if you can still get into the race if you want to fundraise for one of those charities.
Okay. And then also, if you know maybe somebody who is running, you can go on and you can donate.
You can donate to individual runners or to the charity as a whole, and you can search the website for your friend's name to see if they're signed up to run for a charity.
Yeah,
under the Run for a Reason tab, right. You can go in there and find all of our charities listed and contact them and see how you can support them and support various runners for sure.
It is super duper easy. You have a great website, by the way. It's very, very navigable. It's very easy to get around and
good job,
see what's
Vicky.
Going on in there.
Thanks.
Good
I'd
job,
love
Vicky.
To hear that.
We are talking with Vicky Odie and also Wade Moorhead with the Houston Marathon, the Chevron Houston Marathon that's going on coming up in January. We talked about the foundation and we talked about the different charities. How long has that part been going on with the marathon from the very beginning?
No, since 1995 is when the Run for a Reason program started, and then we started our foundation in 2008. As the event was growing and becoming more significant in its scope, it's very, very important to us that we give back to the community as well, not just provide a platform for other charities to fundraise. We as an organization want to give back to this community and create legacy events and items, whether that's the stretching deck, contributing to that at Memorial Park or helping other parks develop trails. We also support U.S. elite running, various teams. It's very hard to become an elite runner and train and after you're out of college and have a job and do all the things you're supposed to do. And there's some elite teams around the nation that we support. And then we've been trying to make our race more accessible for all runners, whether it's wheeled runners or hand cranks. Last year we created a visually impaired division where we provide the guides for visually impaired runners. And athletes who may be with prosthetics running the race or intellectually disabled, we've been trying to support all runners and not only support them year round in their efforts and expose them to running opportunities, but a chance to run our race as well.
Yeah, tell me about the. We talked about Charity Village. It's one of the areas there. What kinds of things will people find there?
Charity Village is where the individual charities have a chance to set up a tent on race weekend right next to the We Are Houston Run Fest. The individual charities will set up their own tents. It's where their runners can meet post-race. You'll see a lot of people celebrating. I've seen cakes and cookies and people hanging out with one of our sponsors, Michelob Ultra. And it's just, it's a place for people, a reunion area for all of the charity runners to celebrate their accomplishments from race day.
There's nothing better than a cookie and a beer after running a race, I'll tell you that.
Yep, Michelob Ultra will be there with with a beer for everyone.
Yeah. In fact, when I was running, there was a guy who was the last mile, he was set up and he was handing beers to people. And I pounded the beer. And then when I, because you don't have anything left in you, and you pound the beer. And then I crossed the finish line and I was drunk as a skunk because it just went right through me. It was kind of funny. But yeah, it's a great atmosphere. It's just a big party. It really is. And a big celebration.
It is. It's a celebration of kind of the human spirit, and there's people out there doing it for fun. There's people doing it for PRs. There are people doing it out just to finish. And it is. It's a celebration.
Yeah. We keep talking about the Chevron Houston Marathon, but there's a lot of different corporations who are involved with you guys as far as sponsorships. Tell me about them.
Our sponsors are essential to our event, and we couldn't be more thankful and lucky, the city that we're in and the partners that we work with Chevron, Aramco, ABB, Memorial Hermann, HEB provides the breakfast. Skechers has been an amazing partner since they got into the running, the vertical to support runners and provide gear and shoes for all of our committee members. Dick's Sporting Goods is a new sponsor of ours, which is fantastic. They want to get out in the community and support our after-school running program. We'll have thousands, literally thousands of teenagers training for 5Ks and half marathons.
Mm-hmm.
Our sponsors, and Bank of Texas is fantastic. So I'm sure I'm leaving one out, but they're on listed on our website, and we couldn't be more pleased to be with them.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the elite runners. There are some heavy hitters, some big names that are going to be participating.
Yeah, we should be announcing them soon. This is an interesting process of going out and recruiting the runners. You know, you talk and you get interest, and over the next week to 10 days, we'll send out an announcement. But we will have some of the finest names out there. In the past, we've had everybody. Our Lalesa, who has our course record for our Aramco Houston Half Marathon, he just won the silver medal in Rio in the marathon. We've had Shalane Flanagan's and
Meb Keflezighi, yep. Is a 2004 Olympic silver medalist. He is a favorite in Houston. He won the Olympic trials here when we hosted them in 2012, and the crowd just loves him.
I won't be surprised if we saw Meb back.
But we do get roughly 100 to 150 elite athletes given, just depending on the year, from all over the world. We get a lot of athletes from Ethiopia. Last year, we had an Australian leading our course for the first 20 miles. We do get some of the best runners in the world. And a lot of times, the runners that come and run our race and win our race will go on to win the marathon majors at races like Boston or London or Chicago.
Yeah, so last year, Mary Wasera, she set our course record in the half marathon. I believe it was 106:50-ish. Was that about right? 51? But it was the fastest time ever run, not only on U.S. soil, but in the Western Hemisphere at the time.
Wow.
So, we've got the best talent in the world coming in, and we'll be announcing that real soon.
Yeah. And it's also gone kind of high tech because you have a lot of there's a way to track certain runners that you know. This is something that I found super cool, that you can keep track. If you know somebody running, you can watch them throughout the whole thing. You can see where they are, like on an app, right?
Yeah, talk about our app.
You can. We have a mobile app every year. It will be launching in the next couple weeks. You just have to go into your app store, either on your iPhone or Android, and search for Houston Marathon. And inside the app, runner tracking is available. You can search your friends' names and sign up to track them, and even get messages when they hit the mats. So when your friend crosses the 5K or the 10K mat, it'll send you a message, and then you can see their projected finish time. Runner tracking is also available on our website at chevronhoustonmarathon.com.
Yeah, I was running. My mom in California was watching on the computer, seeing how I was doing.
That is so cool. And if you're here in the city and you want to go meet and cheer them on, we have the maps on the app too. So you can see them at mile 3, and then hustle out to mile 10, and then get down to the park to see them at 19, and then get to the finish line for the exciting moment. So yeah, the app's really, really handy. So if you can download it, we should be launching that soon.
Soon.
Okay.
Soon. Okay, good. Tell me a little bit about what afterwards, when they're having the big party and everything, does it last all afternoon or into the night? People are getting crazy. What's going on with it?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in our city. So, we have wonderful partners at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Houston First is amazing what they do to help support our race, the public safety agencies as well that do amazing stuff to keep our runners safe, Discovery Green. But we wrap up at about 2 p.m. is when the Run Fest closes. And then we have to tear down and open up the streets for the next day. We've got the Martin Luther King Day parades, mm-hmm. and different groups that are moving into Discovery Green for their celebrations the next day. And then in the George R. Brown Convention Center this year, while we're moving out, the Super Bowl is going to start moving in.
Right.
So we kick it off for 2017, and then we're going to have one of the biggest, right after our largest single day sporting event, then we have one of the largest sporting events in the world right behind us.
Yeah. And then finally, I wanted to ask you, everybody thinks about Boston, everybody thinks about safety. It's a couple of days before the inauguration. I know that you are all super focused on that too. Tell me what you're doing there.
So we are very fortunate, and for years we've been collaborating with Office of Emergency Management, HPD, HFD, Mayor's Office of Special Events. We meet year-round. We talk about best practices. They are regularly protecting our city in various degrees, whether it's Final Fours or Super Bowls or whatever amazing events that we'll be hosting. Our event is unique in the sense that it's open air. There's no walls or it's not a venue that you can close down and make very secure. So, you know, we have hundreds, thousands of public safety agencies that are that you do see along the course and that you don't see along the course. And we do a lot of planning and due diligence to make sure that we're ready. We have over 700 medical volunteers to help support all of our runners and to make sure that we're not a burden to the cities and the hospital beds that are here. We have a responsibility to the city to make sure that we are prepared to take care of all of our runners, and we are. And we work with HFD and Homeland Security. So it's a major event. It has the attention of the world, and we prepare accordingly.
Yeah. And weather, I know it's a little far out, but we're looking forward to some good weather. There usually is good weather for the race.
We try it, yeah. We always joke we fill out the city permit to ask for 40 degrees and clear at start and not to go over 55 or 60 degrees. And we've been pretty darn lucky over our 44-year history going on 45. But, no, the weather is usually ideal. And, you know, a little cloud cover is always nice, and some cooler, crisper temperatures are always good for the runners, and it keeps them safe and keeps their core temperatures down, and that's what we root for.
Right. You also have, when the people are running, they get their pictures taken along the line, and you can go back and you can look at pictures or the video of you crossing the finish line. Still do that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we use Marathon Photo, and they'll be out on the course. They'll be at the start line. They'll be at the finish line. You see anybody in a bright green vest while you're running the course, smile, because they're going to be taking your picture. And all of those pictures will be available online. You'll be able to get to them through our website. And then when you get your race results emails, you'll find links to them in there as well.
And then the video.
And the video is also hosted on our website. You can go see yourself crossing the finish line. You can search for your friends. If your mom is running, you know, just search their name in that portal, which will be available through our website, chevronhoustonmarathon.com. And you can see everybody crossing the finish line.
I was so excited to do that, and I logged on, and I looked, and I was going, it looked like I was going slower than I felt like I was going, and it looked short and squat. I was short and squat. I wasn't as tall and lanky and looking like a real runner that I thought I should be in it. Just me, my critique. I'm sure it's better now.
Personally, I always want those photos of myself crossing the finish line. I think I'm going to look amazing.
Right.
And most of my friends do look amazing when I look up their photos and then I see myself. I'm like, no, I don't need that.
Yeah,
no.
All my pictures, always both of my feet are on the ground at the same time. Like, I'm like, I guess I don't really run. I guess I'm not really bouncing off the ground or floating
walking.
I am.
You got to jump. You got to put your arms in the air and celebrate and jump over. And
yeah,
hope,
you do.
We've
seen some
moment.
Funny. Everybody's got their own routine crossing the finish line, what they do. I've seen a little bit of everything, their little dance or their celebrations. It's fun.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. We have had Wade Moorhead and Vicky Odey with the Houston Marathon, part of the committee, executive director, communications. Once again, what's the website for it?
The website is chevronhoustonmarathon.com.
And it's January 13th through the 15th is the big weekend. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You bet. My name is Susie Hanks, and you've been listening to FYI.